Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. We have another great show coming on tonight. And the topic of our show is not so much domestic violence, but our show tonight is asking the question, when domestic violence happens, why do women stay? That's a big question that we have on the table here, because the thing about it is nobody can really explain it. Nobody can really talk about it. A lot of women, you know, when you ask them why they stayed, what made them stay, you know, there's a lot of reasons. It was children. You know, it was the fact that they thought they didn't have any place else to go. You know, there's a lot of different reasons why someone doesn't stay. And statistics say that the average woman of domestic violence does not go. They say that they stay. It's never really been documented on why they chose to stay. But it's always a question of why do women stay in domestic violence situations and when they're being beaten. And it's not even only about being beaten. It's verbal domestic violence. There's a lot of different attributes of domestic violence. So that's what we're talking about today. And we're going to have a couple of different people on the line that are going to be sharing some stories. We have a lot of poetry. I've got a lot of pieces that people actually sent me to share. So there's a whole lot of different reasons and stuff. So a lot of what people say basically for survival, fear about being on their own, fear about their children's safety if they leave. They also say they stay because of economical dependence. Can she survive on her own with income without that husband or that abusive spouse? They also say, and these are some of the common reasons why they say women stay in abusive relationships: fear of being alone, fear that she cannot cope at home with the children by herself, parenting, wanting a father for her child, religion, pressure to keep the family together, family, extended family pressure to keep the family together, loyalty. If she has had cancer and she'll stick by him. So, like, let's say if he's sick, he's been beaten all these years, and now he's sick. She'll stick with him because of loyalty. Rescue. If she stays, can she save him? Can she help him? Can she get him better? Fear of him committing suicide. He says he will kill himself if she leaves. Denial. It's really not so bad. You know, black eye and all, it's really not so bad. Love. She loves him. She loves him so much and so deeply that she'll take that abuse without a problem. Identify. Many women feel that they need a man in order to complete them. So that's identity problems, and they're not identifying what their actual root of their problem is, but otherwise their identity is lost, so they feel like they need this man. Shame or embarrassment or humiliation. She does not want anyone to know. Self-esteem. After years of being criticized or being abused, she believes that it must be her fault. She must deserve this. She never had anybody else better. It's all her fault. It's a little bit love, but more beating, but as long as she's loved, it's okay. Sex role. That's just the way men are. So these are some of the most popular reasons why women stay in abusive relationships. I hope that, you know, these reasons are not true. I hope that this is just a statistic and, you know, it's a numbers game. But I really hope, you know, for the sake of women that go through this, that they don't stay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of pieces I have from a couple of different people who sent me stuff. The first one I'm going to play is by Angel of Love.
Isn't any
He used those words again this morning as he left for work for the day. I don't want to do this anymore, but where else can I go? I know what's going to happen when he gets home. He'll be mad at work or something. But I'll get it when he gets home. I don't know what to do or who to talk to. Now, I know it's probably my fault. No, it's not. It's not my fault. But it's put in my head that I'm a no good, downright lazy, dirty, bitch. No, I'm really not. But that's what I'm good at, being that. And it feels like I'm just going to explode. Where else can I go? Where else can I go? Who else can I talk to? Who can I get to help me when there's no family to go to? No friends really around. Maybe later they'll be gone when he gets home. Now I can't seem to keep meeting friends because of him. Then I get down on my knees and I pray every day. I can't take this anymore. Lord, Lord, I pray. Take this pain away. Heal me, show me, lead me. Anywhere away from here with me and my children. Because all they do is hear. At the end of the day, they come up behind me and ask me if I'm okay. I'm fine, I say. And the blood and tears run down my face. Please tell me, where else can I go? Where else can I go?
So that was my girl, Angel of Love, Miss Melissa Dean herself. She's a regular here. I had to play that. And so what I did get tonight is I got a lot of different poets actually who sent me a lot of good stuff to play tonight based on the topic. I have a couple of more to play. As I'm playing these pieces, and these are just poetry pieces that people shared, I can tell you that Melissa Dean's story is true. I can tell you that she is 100% without a shadow of a doubt a true survivor. I love this girl to death. She is my sister in Christ. And I can tell you that I love her to death because she's real. You know, she's what it is. And I could just tell you that I love her to death. And I couldn't be much prouder of her to be able to share what she shares. So I'm going to keep it moving to the pieces that I got in my inbox or to my email to go ahead and share pertaining to domestic violence. And the question we were asking is, why do women stay? I read down some statistics. I didn't read them all, but I read down some statistics. One of the biggest ones is loyalty. Maybe he's been beating her for so many years. I have an actual best friend that I've actually happened to. You know, he was really mean to her. He was abusive, verbally, emotionally, everything. She was ready to leave him. He got into a motorcycle accident, and for months he was belligerent. Like, he could not take care of himself. And her heart would not let her leave him. And what made her leave him, and I'm sure she doesn't mind me sharing this story because we're friends and she's actually shared it. He had got to the point to where he was no longer sexually competent. He could not have sex at all. He had no erection, nothing. To me, abuse plus no sex. Now, first of all, you already got the one big thing that's going to get you going is abuse. You lay a hand on me or you're physically abusive, emotionally abusive, I'm just not going to go. I'm leaving. But then sex is a part and part of a relationship. So if I'm with you and that's not happening no more and you really don't have no mouth game, you ain't got nothing going for yourself, we don't really need to be together anymore, just off top. But for a whole year and a half, her loyalty, no matter how bad this man treated her, her loyalty had her stay with him. And that's what I mean by loyalty. Loyalty is crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on another caller. I'm going to play this piece real quick, and then I'm going to bring on a caller.
But the fact remains, can't love nobody else. Baby, I never imagined that we'd be here calling it quits. In the split, broken lips, shattered glass, sporadic fit. Dynamic of the door is that I can't commit, we can't be fixed. What happened to we?
What happened to us?
What happened to love?
What happened to the bond?
What happened to trust? How I wish we could start it all again. Before we were lovers, since we were better off as friends. I can't pretend, baby, we live in a lie. Every time I turn around, man, you're making me cry. Please don't hate me. Please don't hate me. I love you. You could call me crazy. I don't love myself. Can't expect for you to do for me when I can't do myself.
That was a hot jam I just heard. I'm going to go ahead and try to bring one of the makers in on it. 3005, you're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad to be tuning in, and thank you for playing the song. I sincerely appreciate that. This is WIKEZ Wicked representing the act.
Hey, lovely song, and I'm Brenda with Speak Your Mind Radio. I know Laurie sent it to me, and anything he touched goes to gold, but you're good. You're really good. I really, really enjoyed you. I don't see you on Facebook, so I can't tag you. I just tag Laurie, and then I'll see you once he tags you so I can go ahead and give you your props too. But I like that. You got other stuff. You got other music out as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. On Facebook, at the time when I attempted to put the WIKEZ, I couldn't use it. So, you know, with the username, there's some issue. But I'm under Maria Serrano. But you can always visit my site. It's IKED.com. And my music is there, all the links to my YouTube, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, everything is there. I have free exclusives on my site, and as well as the No One Else single and the remix available for purchase, 99-cent download. So I have tons of music for you guys to listen to, and then, you know, new music coming out yet to be heard.
That's what's up. I'm going to see if I have Laurie on the line, too. Laurie, you on the line with us as well?
Yes, I am. What's good?
Hey.
What's up?
Great song. I thank you for sending it to me to share it. You know, if I like something, I'll play it continuously, so it'll be played again on some, you know, some topic. It'll just be, you know, I play stuff at random. But hot track. I like it. What made you guys get together and do the track?
Well, the track was brought to me by an individual in California, and once I heard the actual production, I just automatically fell in love with it. I wrote the lyrics within, like, 2 days, like, no lie. It just came to me. It flowed. I knew there's an original version, you know, with another single on it. I did a show downtown in Harlem, and I ran into Lyle Reed. That was the first time I ever met him. And I knew from there just his performance alone, like, he brought the Luther back. You know, I love me some Luther Vandross, and when he performed live, I was just like, yo, he blew it out the frame. And I just had to get him on the track, period. So the No One Else is, you know, it's a powerful, powerful, powerful song. And I needed some different flavor to it, and he brought it. He brought it. He definitely brought it. He did his thing. He did his thing. He killed it. He killed it. So thank you, Larry.
Always, man. It was a pleasure. When I heard the song, I knew that I had to add something to it because not only the melodic flavor, and I like the song in general, but and of course it's more easy to do something that do something and add some flavor to something that you already like. But I love the song. There was a video to it. I got into it because of the subject matter, because I'm sure it touched her when she wrote the song. I'm sure she had an experience like what we're talking about, and I also experienced domestic violence, not from the standpoint of that, but, you know, having lost a relative to domestic violence 8 years ago. So I really related and took to it. So, you know, when she asked me to be a part of it and do something, I was like, yeah, you know, it really is a powerful song. And it really speaks to a lot of people that are going through that particular situation. So I wanted anything positive I wanted to be a part of, you know. So that really was, it was a treat to just, it was an honor to be in the studio and do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a really great song. And I thank you guys for sharing. And definitely connect her with me on Facebook because I definitely want to hear more of her music. And I appreciate you guys for coming on. And, yeah, Laurie is a regular on my show. He comes through. He sings live. He drives the women crazy. I've got him to do a couple of happy birthdays and everything. So he's a really great artist, and basically anything he touches goes to gold as well. But I really, really like that. I have a couple of other artists I want you to connect. I mean, there's a lot of artists I want to connect together, honestly. And we'll look at that and look at those options, you know, real soon.
Hey, Brenda. Brenda.
Yeah.
Before I, before I go, I wanted to do a little something in a tribute to the whole show. I'm going to make it fast because I got to, unfortunately, go to work. But I want to, you know, big ups to Wicked for calling in and sharing her. You know, I try to put her stuff in the event page. But I had something I wanted to dedicate to the whole show. And I promise I wouldn't take up too much time, but I know you pressed for time. So I wanted to know, would it be okay if I did that right quick?
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. This song is dedicated to my aunt Laura Barnes. Laura, my sweet Laura, this is dedicated to you. She was 44 years old when she suffered the wrath of domestic violence that took her soul. Laura Barnes was beat down and slaughtered like a piece of meat. Fool tried to burn the evidence until it perished. What a creep. She was probably in her last frantic moments wondering, is this her last breath? Why is this going on? If I could see her in the afterlife, I would ask her, how long was this going on? I don't want to be specific, but I don't want to be generic in describing this true story. It's hard to say that this could be a sick blessing of pain, to be a lesson to claim God's glory. But God, I have to ask you, why did her death have to end so gory? I remember the night my father gave me the news of her death. It was so chilling. Just coming home from work and my daddy giving me the news, instant blues, couldn't even cry, couldn't even describe the feeling. My mother's younger sister, my Aunt Laura, lost to the hands of a cowardly abuser. But the reality is Laura had a habit of dealing with deadbeats and losers. Regardless, she did not live to face her legitimate accuser. This dude gave her a beating and killing she did not deserve. What nerve. And to make matters worse, she didn't even get to see her upcoming birthday. So I say that while she's being left for dead with family and friends left to miss, I just give her a special hug and a special kiss. Because domestic violence affects everyone on all levels. This repeated behavior of the devil. So I read this piece and I mourn for her and I sing this verse. Laura, the family, and I miss you. I said, Laura, the family, and I miss you. That's them.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was really, really nice, you know, and I always love to hear your voice. And it was a nice tribute to her, you know, knowing that you're thinking about her. Because to be honest with you, there's so many women that have experienced domestic violence. And the sad thing is, there's a lot of women that don't come out of it. You know, there are some really strong survivors. So there are some women who do come out of it. But for the most part, a lot of women do not make it out of domestic violence situations. They just don't.
Yeah.
So, again, I thank you for sharing. I appreciate everything you do. The young female that's on the line, I look forward to hearing much more from her as well.
Thank you.
And I thank you guys for calling in. All right. Well, thank you guys. Well, real quick, tell everybody, Laurie, how they can find you on Facebook.
Laurie, L-A-R-I-E-G Edwards. You can find me on Reverb Nation, ReverbNation.com, /Laurie. If you hear any music you like, you can purchase it at www.laurie.bandcamp.com. Or if you have PayPal, you can instant message me, and you can get the live CD. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/soulofLaurie. And I'm also on Instagram.
Thank you.
And
so
again,
much.
This is WIKED. That's Wicked. You can find me on Facebook. That's WIKED. You can also visit my website, which is VV, two V's, like Victor, Victor, Victory, Victory, IKED, that's Wicked, .com. And again, all my links are available there, music available there. And anything Wicked, you can find right on my website, VVIKED.com.
Thank you so much. I thank the both of you for calling in. I know, Laura, you have to go back to work. But, you know, stay tuned, listen to the show. It's going to be a hot one. I got a couple other folks coming through as well. And I just want to say thank you again. I appreciate you guys for coming through.
No problem.
Thank
you for having us. And thank you for playing the song. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. I'll be playing it more.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving here. So I've got 5560. You're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I am fabulous.
Hey, you sound fabulous. How are you?
I'm fabulous. This is Amelia. This is Amelia T. Davis calling out of Houston, Texas.
Hey, Miss Davis. Now, you know I know who you was, like, right off the bat. How are you doing, sis?
I'm doing good, you know. Getting things changed around. I'm getting ready to move. You know, you don't know this, I don't think, but my divorce became final on July 13th, 2016.
Well, congratulations. I know it was long overdue. Congratulations.
Yes. 4 years. It took 4 years. Yes, ma'am.
So I know that you're somebody personally that I can ask this question to. That I know that I can ask this question to and get a good answer. The topic of tonight's show was, why do women stay in abusive relationships when they're being what's the reason? I know you can answer this question for me.
Well, yes, I can. And it's going to be a little bit of a long answer, but, you know, I really feel that's an important question and it really deserves to have the full correct answer. Domestic violence doesn't happen, like, overnight. It's not like you meet the guy and, well, sometimes, you know, in some circumstances, that the guy takes you home and he just punches you in the eye. It's a slow process where the man begins to tear down. It starts with emotional abuse where the man begins to tear down your self-worth and then will begin to separate you from friends and family and whatever means he can do that, you know, tearing them down or putting some kind of rift between you and any support system. And after time, then suddenly, you know, an abusive situation pops out. And then the very first thing that they, and again, this is all generalization, but it's so true, is it turns into a cycle. And what he'll do then is after the abuse, he'll turn around and tell you, oh, baby, I don't know what came over me. I'm so sorry. I love you dearly. Please, please forgive me. I'll never, never do it again. I'm so ashamed of myself. And then you say, huh, all right, well, you know, I guess he does love me. And, you know, everybody temper can get out of hand. And so, you know, and then down the road, there's the attack, and then there's the honeymoon period where he's doing all kinds of lovely things, and then it just goes around in a circle. And sometimes, you know, that cycle can be very quickly, like in a week, or it could be months or years. But again, the situation will pop off and it'll be the same thing, and you think to yourself, well, you know, he's been so good, and so it becomes self-denial that this guy is not who he is claiming to be. But you're so wrapped up now into that relationship, and now you don't have nobody to talk to, or you're ashamed to talk to them. Because so many people blame the victim. What, and I've had people, when I've told them, you know, I'm a survivor, oh, well, it was your fault for staying. You know, but nobody gave me any help. And that's the other thing. many times abusers will tell the person, well, you know, if you go to your mama's house, I'll track you down and I'll kill you both. Don't you try to get away from me. If you call the police, I'll kill you. And given the fact that the man just attacked you, you have reason to believe he really will do that. So now you're trying to protect your family or your friend, and you're trying to cope with the situation you're in, and you're feeling guilty yourself because you're in that situation. How could you not have known this guy? And so on and so forth. It's very hard for women. And most of the time when a woman leaves a relationship such as that, she's ends up in poverty. And yeah, she has to start from the bottom. And a lot of women are, you know, have concerns because if they got three children by this guy and she leaves, how is she going to get clothes on their back? How is she going to feed them? So those are our concerns. And by our society always blaming the victim, oh, she must have cheated on him, or she must have said something really dirty to tear him down, or whatever, you know, pops into a person's mind that the person being abused deserves it, that just makes it that much worse and harder to get away because she feels then so isolated and nowhere to go. And that she's going to be blamed for everything that happened to her or to him, because there are men who are abused by women. And so it's not just women. The majority are women, and the accounts are lower for men, but yet men don't often report it because of the masculinity, you know, questioning that some woman, you know, beat you up, and so that shaming. So it's really about opening people's minds and hearts. If you hear your neighbor upstairs getting banged around every night or every weekend, and you don't pick up that phone and call 911, you ashamed, because you can call in anonymously to the police. Look, you need to go upstairs. This woman is getting beat up on a regular basis. You could save a life by doing that. If you could just be a shoulder for somebody to cry on and let them tell you what they're going through and give them suggestions, you know. All but right. That's why everything people said, say.
Everything you said was in the statistics. One of them, every single thing you just read down was in the national statistics of why women stay in abusive relationships. It was survival, fear of being on their own, fear for them and their safety of their children, economical, not wanting to do it on their own, fear of being alone, parenting, didn't want to parent the child alone, religion, sometimes in religious situations, the pressure of the family to stay together, the pressure of the church to stay together, family, extended family, pressure to keep the family together, loyalty. You missed me talking about it, but loyalty is a huge thing because I have, and I can share this story because I know that it's true. I know it's 100% true. My best friend to this day, love her to death, been my best friend for close to 3 decades now. She was in an abusive relationship for a full 4 years. This dude had actually got into a motorcycle accident. He had become sexually incompetent to where he was no longer able to have sex, impotent. And my thing about it is, okay, first of all, you've been beating on me for 4 years, verbally and physically abusing me, and now we can't have sex? That's two whammy. That's a three whammy. But she stayed with him anyway took care of him, and that's where the loyalty portion is. They say 98% of women that are in abusive relationships will stay with a man over loyalty, because he may have been beating you for 10 years, and then something happens to him and he gets sick or he gets injured, and your heart, just the nurturing portion of a woman's heart that comes from nurturing their children. And you know how, even if you're in a relationship that's not abusive, if your child gets hurt, they're coming to mommy to fix it. Daddy's saying man up, but they're coming to mommy to fix it. So the nurturing part of women is what makes loyalty be the biggest factor of why they stay. Because if something happens to this man, just like, what was it, one of those Medea movies, where that man, he didn't, I don't remember if he beat her or not. I think he was just verbally abusive. But at one point, he just basically told her, I don't care, threw her out in the street for another woman. Then as soon as he got down and out, what did she do? She went to stay with him because it's the loyalty in women's hearts that no matter what's going on, they're going to come there and be there for that man. So they say that is the number one factor, loyalty.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, if we don't change our mentality as a society, because the domestic violence numbers are escalating way out of control. I mean, right here in Texas, I'm seeing quite a few murders of women, of their exes, of you know, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend. And that's the other thing. When a woman leaves, that is the most dangerous time that she's going to face, because that's when he is going to do whatever he can to get her, because it's just like rape. It's power and control. The man, the abuser, is driven by power and control. He wants to control her and have power over her. And so if he feels that he's about to lose that, he will come out and go and kill her. And so that's why it's so important that women, you know, that are in a domestic violence situation, start plotting and planning. Get your important papers together, your birth certificate, your marriage license, whatever other, you know, your children's birth certificates, your passports, and start putting them together. And then contact the nearest woman's shelter and let them know how serious the situation you're in. And they can get you out of there immediately. But you got to make sure you don't tell anybody. Don't tell your friend. Don't tell your mother. Don't tell anybody where you're at. And that will ensure your safety. And then down the road, you can get restraining orders. But the problem with the restraining order is that it's only activated if he's, like, near you. Well, if he's near you, he may have a gun in his hand to kill you. So the secrecy of where you're at and the secrecy of wherever you go to needs to be kept silent and not to let others know about it. But it really is a struggle, because you have to understand it starts with the mental. It starts with the emotional, and it's slow and methodic. And as they chip and chip and chip a little bit away, many women aren't even aware that this is happening until, you know, it's too late. Like, for the example with my husband, I went from San Francisco, California, my hometown, to Houston, Texas, where I didn't know anybody, and it was only his family. And I came here thinking I'm going to gain you know, brothers and sisters, and they told me all this beautiful, lovely stuff. And soon as I got here, 2 days after I got here, his family that lives down here jumped all over me verbally, and it went downhill from there between him and his family attacking me, and they would have meetings on how to create problems for me and so on and so forth. But the point is, you see, he took me completely away from any support base that I had. And this is very common amongst abusers to do this. So, you know, they may move you out of the city that you're in. They may change different towns or different states. But you've got to be really careful. And I thought I knew him. I thought I could trust him. And yet it ended up in such a devastating situation for myself. And it was very hard for me to break away because I had no support system. I was, you know, might as well have said I was in the middle of nowhere because I don't know how to drive. Because I'm from San Francisco and there's beautiful public transportation there. So I had no clue where I'm at. I had nowhere to go and nobody to get me there. And so it was a long, long process to get to where I'm at now. But it's not easy, not by any stretch of the imagination.
I couldn't. I mean, like I said, I give a lot of folks credit where credit's due, and it's just some things that people endure. Now, did you hear, I don't know how long you've been on, but did you hear the one I shared by Melissa?
Melissa Dean?
Yeah, did you hear that one I shared?
No.
Cause
I got here.
Somebody,
I got here when the song was playing. I got here when Larry and that lady's song was playing.
Okay, because I'm going to have you share, but I want to play, because Melissa, I think she just came on and she missed it, so I want to play her song. It's only 2 minutes long, and then I want you to share when I come back, but I want you to hear her song.
Okay, fabulous.
Okay, hold on a moment. Stay on. Don't go nowhere with me. I just want you to hear it, if I can find
right.
it. I just played it not too long ago.
She's one of my sisters. I know her very well.
Yes. Love her to death. Just love her. She's just always positive, and it's real good. Okay, here it is. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Words again this morning as he left for work for the day. I don't want to do this anymore, but where else can I go? I know what's going to happen when he gets home. He'll be mad at work or something, but I'll get it when he gets home. I don't know what to do or who to talk to. Now, I know it's probably my fault. No, it's not. It's not my fault. But it's put in my head that I'm a no good, downright lazy, dirty, bitch. No, I'm really not. But that's what I'm good at, being that. And it feels like I'm just going to explode. Where else can I go? Where else can I go? Who else can I talk to? Who can I get to help me when there's no family to go to? No friends really around. Maybe later they'll be gone when he gets home. Now I can't seem to keep meeting friends because of him. And I get down on my knees and I pray every day. I can't take this anymore. Lord, Lord, I pray. Take this pain away. Heal me, show me, lead me. Anywhere away from here with me and my children. Because all they do is hear. At the end of the day, they come up behind me and ask me if I'm okay. I'm fine, I'm fine, I say. As the blood and tears run down my face. Please tell me, where else can I go? Where else can I go?
Heart-riveting, because the fact that that's my girl Angel Love, and I know that that's true, and she is a true survivor of domestic violence all the way. What did you think of that? Are you still
I feel that that's a great representation of how a person feels in that circumstance. It's beautifully done. I love her cadence. It's really superb.
Yes, I love her. Now, did you have something that you wanted to share with me pertaining to domestic violence? Are you... Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's called Pain. Pain has become a daily part of my life. Wake up to sharp, stabbing pain. During the day, it is ever present. Twist, turn, bending brings a new impact of the pain. Walking is so difficult, each step an effort. Why has it hit me so hard? Domestic violence in my life, twice. Leaving my neck so damaged it cannot be repaired. My back broken with slipped discs, degenerated discs, columns fallen, arthritis ravaging the broken pieces. One knee twisted, useless, total replacement is the only option. Restless sleep, trying to avoid the pain. This pain is what I live with daily because I believed in the lies that masqueraded as love. Two different men who swore their love to me left me in the state I'm in. My only guilt was loving them too deeply and too long. Stop blaming victims. Speak out. Reach out. I so wish that in those darkest moments, someone, anyone, would have told me, it doesn't have to be this way. Love doesn't hurt. Let me help you get away. Please, reach out. Don't stay silent. Even though I'm damaged, I still fly to the sky like a butterfly, because I'm finally free to be me. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, and peace.
Wow, I love that. And I tell you a time and time again, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your message. I'm happy that, you know, you're actually able to share your message to help other women get through it. It's powerful. It's powerful. You're a very powerful woman, very strong woman. Through your words, I feel your pain. I actually feel your pain. And I just want you to know that even though you went through a lot, and even though you went through a lot, you endured a lot, God has you here for a reason, to share your message and to help other women. Is there something you want to say to other women that are out there, some words that you can give them to help them be stronger, to not endure what you've endured?
I would say recognize the red flags. Don't ignore them. People tell you who they are when they first meet you. It's whether or not you believe them. You know, and if by chance you have missed the red flags and you're in the relationship and you're in that position where he is attacking you, as I said earlier, get your important papers together and don't tell anybody your plans, not even your mother, not your sister, nobody. And call the domestic violence shelter in your area and make the plan to leave and don't look back. That man does not love you. It is not love. It is about power and control over another human being. Don't give in and go back. If you do, you may just end your life with that act. They never change. My husband had his first wife, when she was pregnant, beat her to the ground and kicked her in her pregnant stomach. I was told this, and I said, oh, it must be a lie. He's nothing like that. Or if he did, he's changed. He is so compassionate and caring and loving. And yet, 20 years down the line, it happened to me. So just because they seem to change or they seem to improve, they don't. That an abuser, unless he goes for counseling and a structured situation, is never going to change. And even the rigidity of abusers who have gotten that kind of help,
yeah,
generally still continue on doing that path. So don't go back. Get there, get to that shelter, and change your life for the better. And remember, God is the great provider. He will provide for you. He knows what you're going through, and he will to a higher plane in your life where you're not afraid. You're not having to lie to people about why you have bruises on your body, and you won't have to be afraid of your children's safety or your family or your friends. Get out. Get out now.
Right.
And that's my advice.
Good advice. Don't go nowhere real quick. There's something I want you to hear because you haven't heard it yet. It's my new theme song. Speak Your Mind has a theme song now. And Latrice Lawrence sang it for me. And you'll know the song when you hear it because I play it on my timeline a lot. And I think a couple of times back, a while back, you used to share the song off my timeline. So that's why I'm excited. That's why I want you to hear it. I'm going to play
okay.
it, and I'm going to come back, and we have maybe like a couple of minutes, and we're going to end out. But I want you to hear the theme song. Anybody else that's on, I know you've heard it 15 times, but, you know, I don't really care because I love the song, so I'm going to play it as much as I like. But hold on a moment. I'm going to go ahead and play my theme song by Latrice Lawrence.
Okay, sweetie.
No guilt or shame this time. will dare obey. Cause if I do, I'll get off track. Move ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What would it be?
How did you like my new theme song?
I think it's awesome. I loved it.
Yes, I love Latrice Lawrence too. But I need you to tell my callers how they can find you. I'm sure there's somebody on this line that can use some encouragement. You are definitely it. Tell my callers how they can reach you. And I know you've had a couple of things going on, too. I think I saw a show. But go ahead and tell my callers how they can reach you.
You can find me on Facebook under Amelia T. Davis. That's E-M-I-L-I-A-T like Tom, D-A-V like Victor, I-S. And you can also find me in my poetry group, The Poets for the Power of the People. And no, I don't have a show at this time. I have stepped away from a group that I was with over a year ago. It's been a year since I've been with that particular group, and I no longer have a show and haven't had that for over a year. But I'm just doing me. I'm going to church Wednesdays and Sundays and trying to be a better Christian, a better human being, and spreading the love wherever I can do that.
And thank you so much for spreading your love. You know, I always appreciate it. I always appreciate you. We definitely need to keep in contact. I know at one time we did quite a bit, but throughout time, people get busy. I'll admit it. I had my cousin tell me yesterday, look, I'm tired of making phone calls to you and you don't return them. It's just, I'm so busy and I'm so in everything that I just need to start taking time out. And I said last year this time, I don't remember if you said it. You heard me say it. But last year this time, I said I was going to slow down. But it just seems like I picked up more. Like between parties, I'm still pushing my book out at parties. It's just, I'm just into so much now. By the time I finally figure it out, I'm just like half tired. Plus, I'm getting old too, so that doesn't help any. But we ain't going to complain about that.
We all have lives. We all have lives. Everybody can understand that. And, yes, we do need to do some more inboxing. And, you know, I have never stopped loving you. You're a dear, sweethearted woman. And whenever I can be around positive people, that's what I do. And you're one of those. And I appreciate you so much. And thank you for this show, because I know many people will have needed to hear this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end out and say thank you so much, or I may stay on for just a moment because there's a couple of things I didn't read, but thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you, and definitely keep in contact and keep up the positive word.
Much love, continued success. Good night.
Good night. Same to you. Okay, so there is a couple of things that I did not mention. If you're somebody or you know somebody that's being violated in any way, domestic, abusive, I would advise you to help them, not to turn away. The Domestic Abuse Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Again, it's 1-800-799-7233. And we found out basically by looking at things, one of the biggest reasons why women stay in abusive relationships, it's because of loyalty. You know, they've been beat for so many years, something happens to that man, they have to stay. Another one of them is survival, fear about being on their own, fear of raising their children alone. Another one is economic dependence. Can they survive while they're alone on their income? Another one is fear of being alone, fear that she cannot cope at home with the children by herself. One of the biggest ones is parenting, where they're wanting a father for their child. So they'll sacrifice their body. They'll sacrifice being beat and trampled over just to have a, you know. And it's weird because there's a lot of men that are actually good fathers. They treat their children like kings and queens, but then they beat their woman up. So there's a lot of women out there that believe, well, it's okay that he's beating me. I'll sacrifice that for my child. That is not the right way. Religion's another big one. Pressure from the church to keep it under roof, keep it under the family. Don't let anybody know about it. Family comes first. We pray together, we stay together no matter what. I don't believe that, because the thing about it is, yes, I believe in God 100%, but I don't believe in let's shield it from the family because this is what God would have done. No, this is not what God would have done. So a lot of people use religion to hide away from being beaten and thinking that God is accepting this, and that's not something that's accepted. If anybody on this line believes that God accepts women being beat, they need to go back and read the Bible again. Read it nice and slow. Read it backwards if you need to, because God does not approve that, and God does not accept it. A lot of women stay because of the rescue factor. She says, well, me staying and saving him. A lot of them stay because a man will beat you 1 minute and turn around and commit, and say he's going to commit suicide the next minute. So, again, it's loyalty. You don't want him to kill himself, so you're going to stay with him. Another one is denial. Women look at their faces being battered and look at their bodies being bruised and say, oh, it's not that bad. A lot of women also stay due to numbness. They're numb. They've been beat so long, it doesn't matter. Being beat is a daily routine. Maybe if I come home and I get drunk with him, the beating won't hurt as bad. A lot of is identity. Many women feel that they need a man to identify them. They need a man to complete them. So regardless of what they're going through, they're going to allow that man to beat them. Another one is shame and embarrassment and humiliation. She doesn't want anybody to know. Another one is low self-esteem. After years of being criticized or abused by this man, she believes it's her fault. She believes she deserves it. She believes she'll never find anybody better. She'll never find anybody to love her. Trust me, if a man is beating you, he does not love you. If a man is kicking you, blackening your eyes, bruising you, he does not love you. You can't blame alcoholism. You can't blame drugs. You can't blame the devil. That man does not love you. Another one is sex roles. It's okay. It's just something that men do. I don't know if anybody watched that movie Straight Outta Compton or not Straight Outta Compton. It was the Michelle A story. And I believe that 90% of that story was fake. Let's just put it on the table. But when she was being beat, it was because of what her mother told her, what her aunts told her. They made her think that it was okay. So that's how she was raised. Parents, raise your daughters right. Tell your daughters early on, it is not acceptable for a man to put his hands on you. Hell, I don't even accept verbal abuse, let alone physical abuse. But it is not acceptable for a man to put his hands on a woman. And if you let it start early on, talking to your daughters and telling your daughters this, because see, many mothers have been abused. That's another thing. It's called the shell cradle of it. A lot of mothers have been abused. A lot of mothers have been beaten. So because the mother's been beaten, she instills it in the daughter that it's okay. Because guess what? He loves you. He's going to take care of you, and he's all you have. Women, I am here to tell you, know your worth. That is so not true. You're queens. You were born into this world. The world goes round because of us. Now, a lot of men don't want to believe it, and a lot of men don't want to admit to it. But we are worth more than that. We are worth so much more than that, so much more than abuse, so much more than physical, mental, everything. So as I close out this show, I'm going to play Latrice Lawrence's last song because it's the same song I play every single week. So if anybody's regulars on my line, you probably can sing it yourself because you know it by now. But I want to say thank you for everybody who's calling. I'm going to go play my last song only because I feel it's needed based on what we're talking about. I want to tell everybody good night. If you haven't heard the song, hang on the line if you had. I understand if you don't want to hear it again. But thank you guys for calling in, and I appreciate all of you. Without you, I couldn't do this. Thank you and good night.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save us sons? Did you know that your baby boy
My girl, Latrice Lawrence, 4125. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Hey, it's me. It's Latrice Lawrence.
I knew that was you. That's the only reason why I picked up, because you know I was not picking up. I know a bunch of people don't press 1. And all you guys who press 1, I'm so sorry. I didn't pick you guys up because the show was ending, but I had to pick up her because I don't play 2 of her songs, so I had to. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. I've just been really busy, just like a chicken with his head cut off. But I wanted to give you a shout out and let you know that I listened in and you have a wonderful show. It's a great topic. And yes, I did see the Michelet movie. I was very disappointed in Dre, and I knew Suge Knight was like that, but I was very disappointed in Dre. I know he put his hands on Z back today, but I know he did beat that girl up because that's how he was. Because he beat the mess out of
Z. I did not know him. Like, I confused him forever with Ice Cube, like the guy with the curly hair, the Jerry curl. So
right.
I was like, he's not like that. And then my husband's like, you're confusing him. Then when my husband reminded me who he was, he was kind of nasty. He was nasty in the music world, though.
Yeah, because he beat up D. You know, the one that was on that death, I think it was some video show that used to come on or something that used to come on MTV or something like that. And she said something about when, you know, when Ice Cube did that No Vaseline diss. And she bought up that, bought up the NWA breakup, and he saw her at this club, and he beat her down. That's
wow.
He beat her down.
And like they say, a lot of people say the whole story was, like, all of it was fabricated, because they say a lot of stuff that went on in the movie didn't actually happen. But I have lost respect for him after seeing that, because I don't even want to hear nothing he produced or anything, because I feel like I don't want to back anybody who did something like that. Like, I can't back somebody who just blatantly beat somebody up like that. I don't know. I watched the movie and I was disappointed.
I was too, but I knew he was kind of like that. I knew he was kind of like that because, you know, he basically beat up Dee, and they said that he and her was like Ike and Tina Turner. But I never really understood what they were talking about. I never really got it until I actually, you know, saw this movie. And then it just, I mean, I got it then. I was just like, oh, my God. You know, it just drove it home. Because everybody knows about him beating up Dee. That's common knowledge.
I didn't know about it. I don't follow it, so I don't know.
He had to pay her.
I don't follow it.
He had to pay her, like, lots of money, and it was all on the news and everything. It was years ago, back in the, like, early 90s or whatever. He beat her down. He sure did. I was like, wow.
I never really heard it, so I don't know. But I will tell you what, I see him, like, in a whole different light since then. Like, in a whole different light since then. You know,
yeah,
so.
It was awful. It was really awful.
Wow. Well, Latrice, tell everybody how they can reach you on Facebook, since I did play two of your songs. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
Okay, you can get my music on LatriceLawrence.com, www.latricelawrence.com. I'm on iTunes and Amazon and on CD Baby. And you can also go on ent.com/Latrice/Lawrence/audio. And you can get it. If you go on LatriceLawrence.com, www.LatriceLawrence.com, I can send you an actual CD and sign it for you. My gospel and my neo-soul album is now available for $20 together, and I'll send those off to you with my personal signature and a little note. So just check it out. Become a fan on Facebook, Latrice Lawrence official fan page. And the music is really from my heart. It's really good music. I have some remakes of things, and then also I have a lot of original music. So check it out. Definitely check it out. And look for my new gospel single, which will be coming out through Hammer Music either in December or early January. Probably early January. Hammer Music is based in Italy, so they're going to be backing me with my distribution for that. So thanks, sis.
Okay, hold on. I am going to definitely be looking that up because I need to go ahead and buy everything and get it downloaded so that I can go ahead and play it whenever I get good and ready. I guess people are getting tired of me playing the same music, but you know how I am. I don't care. When I fall in love with music, I fall in love with it. I'm one of those people that can play something over and over again.
I'm the same way. I'm the same
exact way. If I love it. I don't know how many times I listen to I'm Gonna Be Ready. And I actually put it in the basement and somebody deleted it. And I got really mad. And then I looked back up and they put it back in there. So that's pretty exciting too. I was somebody must have downloaded it, found it, and put it back in there. But I want to say thank you so much for calling. I do appreciate you. I appreciate everybody for coming on. Appreciate everybody for listening in. You guys mean the world to me. And I want to tell you good night, and we'll see everybody next week.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All
good
right.
night.
Bye-bye.